Hi, I'm Randy McLean. I'm coming to you from our headquarters in Scottsdale, and I'm here with my friend Bruce Merrifield. Bruce, thanks a lot for coming in. And Bruce is here to talk today. We're going to cut a series of videos talking about some things that will help people that are in business do a better job of being in business, and more specifically, do a better job of generating profit in their business. And so, Bruce, one of the things that you've been talking about of late is something that's fairly common knowledge, the progression from data to information to knowledge and wisdom. And then you had some qualifiers on that because you wanted to fine-tune that. So why don't you tell us about it?
Right. Big data is a big fad. Everybody knows that you can do infinite amounts of computing in the cloud, and everybody somehow intuitively believes that if I just had some kind of unique information that nobody else had that I could do something with, wouldn't that be great? I mean, Amazon prides itself on saying, we know the book you will buy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a huge, loyal Prime guy. I bought tons
of
stuff from Amazon. They keep every single piece of data. They got algorithms like you can't believe it. Remember, Jeff Bezos, first and foremost, is he was junior king quant at D.E. Shaw, where they're finding all this hyper-trading, money out of thin air. So more than people need to know. But I think that it's too easy to, get overwhelmed with the data or the information.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we have no shortage of financial numbers, financial ratios, et cetera. But where is the unique to you? You're the only guy in your competitive sphere that knows something no one else knows. It's going to allow you to go out and add some value for a customer that no one else can do, and or you're going to do it at a cost that's less than what you did before.
Mm.
The difference between the value and the cost is profit.
Right.
Okay, so if that's what we're looking for, let's call that unique, actionable wisdom. Now, to put wisdom in perspective, all you guys out there in viewer land, I want you to go to Google Images and just search for these four words in this sequence: data, information, knowledge, wisdom. And just look at all the slides that show up and so forth. But to cut to the chase from a distributor's perspective, right now, you have a lot of data. You might say, rank all of our orders by margin percent. And you're going to, at the top, you're going to have some order that's got a ridiculously high margin percent. At the bottom, you have something that's low. What are you going to do with that? Well, nothing. It's just sort of amazing data. Interesting.
Yes.
You say interesting, but not actionable. If you said, all right, here's a profit and loss statement or financial performance survey. We filled out the form, sent it into profit planning group, come back. Turns out that our return on total assets stinks.
Uh-huh.
Like 90% of all the other distributors. But there are 5%, Randy, out there who are making three times or more the return on total assets.
Yeah, so what's different about that?
Yeah, so what do I do? Well, we look at the financial numbers and it says, buy low, sell high, hire them cheap, work them hard. These are all win-lose, no innovation. Those don't work long-term.
Plus, everybody knows them, so
and
everybody's
all,
in the same
we've
thing.
We've all been trying it for the last 30 years, and
right,
we're still stuck in commodity hell, right?
So how do we find something that's new, something that people
exactly
aren't doing?
So we start to think, well, I intuitively know that I've got some customers that are really profitable, and I know that I got a lot of little guys that come in here, and they suck all this time in their account, and they buy 10 cents, and they want to return it tomorrow, and just the paperwork cost is killing us.
Uh-huh.
So I intuitively know that not all products or all customers are profitable. But to figure that out, I've got to come up with some sort of activity cost model so I can subtract the cost, activity cost from the margin dollars to find out is there profit dollars or profit losses afterwards.
Exactly.
Okay? So in the Waypoint universe, you've
right,
come up with this wonderful cost to serve model capability, which allows you to give profit and loss statements in every SKU, every customer, every sales territory.
And that's because we take all
exactly,
of the data, we take all of the costs,
exactly,
we print it all down to the amount of cost on everything.
Yeah, so congratulations, you're now offering distributors knowledge. You're saying, did you know that 20% of your customers are generating 140% of your peak internal profits? Good thing, because the
yeah,
other 80% eat up the 40%, so 100% give you 100%.
Right.
And in fact, the bottom 1% of the customers are destroying 23% of your peak.
Right.
They're good customers from a sales margin dollar viewpoint, but they have intergalactically small transactions, which actually is killing them and you.
Or there's a few of them, and they're very, very large,
right,
but they have so much infrastructure cost
right,
consumption that outweighs any gross profit production by such a margin. that they're just a pure profit drain to the company.
Yeah, so now we've got them to the knowledge level right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then the distributor says, well, wait a minute, the guy at the bottom is a big loser. He's like a good account, a lot of sales, a lot of margin dollars, decent margin percent, because that's all we had, the financial world.
Yeah.
And my sales guy who calls him, he makes a lot of money. And we don't want to go out and tell the customer he's stupid. I mean, Randy, give me some action. What do we do about this?
It's not the customer's fault. The customer is basically doing business in the way that we've allowed him to do all these times. We've basically propagated this thing on our side.
Well,
so.
Better yet, it's nobody's fault.
Right.
Let's keep asking why, and let's go from knowledge to wisdom and say, okay, why is this guy a big loser? And because you can drill down on that losing customer on both his SKU rankings and his invoice rankings, you go all the way to the bottom of SKUs and say, my gosh, he is buying the same 5, 6, 7, 8 items 5 cents at a time, 3 times a week, all year long.
Right, right.
And he is creating enormous buying activity costs on his side, enormous service activity costs for no dollar content.
That's
three
right.
of us.
Yeah, that, and that's always the case. There's too much infrastructure consumption for the gross profit generation.
So then we can even go look at the bottom of the invoices and say, what are all the little losing invoices? Well, a lot of returns for the same old thing. Systematically, it seems like we deliver 3 things and then we take 2 things back. Or, some of these little SKUs, these small dollar picks we have, it turns out he wants them rushed over on one invoice all by itself. We could infer, we don't know, but we could infer they probably have downtime. Some guy might be sucking his thumb over there for lack of something. He can't get his job done. He can't take care of their customer's customer on time. So there's a possibility here. So to go to the customer, now this is where the unique, actionable wisdom comes in. We now have gotten to the root cause of why this guy's a big loser. We've realized that we're both killing each other. No.
Right. Everybody's losing.
No bad guy here.
Everybody, because he's losing too.
Yeah, exactly. He's got all his activity costs and downtime costs.
Yeah.
And so we could go to the customer and just say, look, thank you for the business. By the way, we're losing our ass. We suspect you might be too, because here is the statistical data that suggests that there's hidden friction or cost or noise in our buy-sell process. There's no bad guy here. It just grew up the way it did. But because we have this new data, how can we work on this together?
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll find, for example, that people have gotten very obsessed with just-in-time delivery, or we have to have zero inventory for asset turnover. That's a financial perspective, or that's a manufacturing perspective.
But it also is a symptom of a problem that you have, is that there's no simple solutions left. It's not like there's just this one thing that's causing the problem.
Right.
It's like an airline accident. It's always a combination of a number of things that went wrong at the same time that basically bring the thing down, and the same thing with a customer account. So if you're just solving one of the situations, it won't avoid the collision.
Right.
So to get back to what you're talking about, I like the whole philosophy of it. And, of course, it's borrowed wisdom from so many people that have articulated it so well. And if you think about what we do, we get data from our clients. We convert that into information that says where they're making and losing money and why. That turns into some knowledge about what are the dynamics that cause these problems to occur. And then out of that, you get the actionable wisdom that says that this is the underlying problem. There's too much infrastructure costs. It's because he has some kind of emergency process that's out of control, something like that. And then that transitions into the next thing that you're so good at, and that's the tactics. What do you do about it?
Right.
And so we have a lot of videos about the tactics that you can use to fix this problem. And so we have a lot of other videos that will help you. So if you can get through the process all the way down to the actionable wisdom, you can get to the point where you can employ the tactics to actually solve the problem for yourself and for your customer. So, Bruce, I want to thank you for this session.
Ready?
It's great. We're going to do some more videos and talk about a lot of this in more detail. And I hope that you'll be around to watch the videos to see what other things that we've discovered that we can share with you. So thank you very much from Waypoint and from my partner, Bruce.
Great.
And we'll talk to you in the next videos.